Track 4, Galtina of Wyndham. I'm sure you've all been wondering how things have been going since Galtina married the boy David. Well, some time has passed since that day, and this time Tina is musing on wedding anniversaries and how things change with the passing of years. Have a listen.
Hello together, that's the Galtina again. Now, I told you about my wedding dress last time, but the boy David, you know, he's still a romantic. He lived in a house on the Lizard, you know, and when we got married, we bought a little old bungalow. He was a little bit dubious because he always thought the people could see in the windows. I can remember coming out the shower, you know, and I went in the bedroom and I closed the curtains. And I was about to take my dressing gown off and he ran in there before I could take it off. And he said, "Don't you let the neighbours see you. They'll think I married you for your money." And old Billy, he live opposite. You'll get to know him later on. He's a good old Norfolk bloke, he is. I went and saw him and asked what to get David after we'd been married 25 years. Because David, he went just to make sure our licence had expired. And old Billy, he said to me, 25 years, he said, "That's nothing." He said, "I've been married 50 years in a fortnight." I said, "Yes," I said, "but what did you do for 25 years? "Well," he said, "I took my wife away to a beautiful little old place abroad that she loved." So I say, "God blimey," I say, "now you've got 50 years coming up. However you got to beat that, whatever you got to do." He said, "I'm got to go and bring her back." They were looking over the old pigsty, you know, coming up to 50 years, and his wife, she said to him, "Do you know," she say, "in a fortnight," she say, "we've been married 50 years. He said, "Yes, I know." She say, "This have a party," she say, "this kill a pig." "What?" he say. "Why take something out on a pig what happened 50 year ago?" Anyhow, for my 25 year anniversary, I sat and thought how different we were. And I writ him a little old poem, "The Way We Were." Oh, how you held me on your arm. Your pride was fit to bust. Remember how you opened doors and let me walk in first. Now you walk so far ahead, "Wait for me," I shout. That door that fly back in my face and nearly break my snout. Remember how you'd hold a chair and wait while I got seated. You'd pour my wine and as we dined, "I love you" was repeated. And now I get me own chair. You're fed up with that old caper. So I sit at home with fish and chips, wrapped up in yesterday's paper. You'd treat me to the pictures, the back row that was all ours. You'd walk me home at midnight, buy me chocolate bars and flowers. Now at home as we watch telly, you sit across the way from me. And at 9 o'clock we'd argue who's got to make a cup of tea. You'd tell me how my clothes looked so lovely with my hair. And you'd pride when all the tarmac boys would idly stop and stare. And now you never notice all the things I do and like. And I wish you looked at me like you do your motorbike. In the front of your Ford Zodiac, I'd sit there like a queen. You'd drive me to the places I'd never ever been. Now you take me in your car and I still sit by your side. But the journey only go as far as Thickthorn Park and ride. You'd take me to your bed and we'd dim them lights down low. We'd cuddle till the early morn and whatever else you know. We've been married now so many years we could never be apart. Now you kiss me on the cheek good night. Then you turn over, roll, and go to sleep. Bless your hearts. Thanks for listening to me again. I'll hear you all soon. Cheerio.
Thank you, Tina.